Texas Senator John Cornyn is pushing his colleagues in Washington to support a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. He recently met with Ukraine's president in Kyiv.
When we were there, we met, of course, with President Zelensky and his advisors. They have done what I think we all hope we would do in the face of an unprovoked invasion, and that is to remain steadfast in dedication to your people and your country. President Zelensky's leadership has inspired free nations and free people around the world. His unwavering commitment to Ukraine and its sovereignty has helped rally the rest of the freedom-loving world to come to the aid of Ukraine in a number of different ways. The Ukrainian people are determined not just to defend their country, but to win in this fight against Russia. And that's what they have been doing. What they've asked of us is to give them the tools that they need to fight their own fight. Since the earliest days of this invasion, the U.S. has provided billions of dollars in military and humanitarian assistance. And we continue looking to President Zelensky for so we can understand what more is needed. When it comes to military aid, President Zelensky emphasized a message he has consistently shared with us. We need more, and we need it faster. More Stingers, more Javelins, more air defenses, more lethal aid.
The U.S. Senate approved the aid package earlier this week on a preliminary vote. It's expected to pass the Senate on a final vote in the next few days and go to President Biden for his signature. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.